Hi everyone, Sane Mean here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Nicholas, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, looks like the future is male, not female as many have said. Technology, not love, will conquer all. When you add this to the future technology like artificial wombs, it's not hard to see how feminism is writing women out of existence. They've made themselves obsolete, and who would have thought? Unquote. Well Nicholas, thanks for the donation. You sent me an article called Scientists Create Mice with Two Fathers After Making Eggs from Male Cells, which I put a link to in the description. Scientists have been able to create mice with two biological fathers by creating eggs from male cells. We're on the cusp of a sexual revolution for men with things like virtual girlfriends, sex bots, and will eventually reproduce without having women in our lives. Women already had their sexual revolution in the 1960s and 70s, and men let them have it. I don't think women are going to let us men have ours as easily. They'll most likely fight men gaining equality in the sexual marketplace and eventually dominance. AI-generated adult material is here, and soon we'll see virtual girlfriends, sex bots, and the ability for men to reproduce without needing to have a girlfriend or wife. Two male friends choose to reproduce and co-parent, and the child's household will be a lot more stable. Two men paying for surrogacy also won't be as expensive. The child will most likely have a financial head start and won't have to deal with as much drama in the household. The article says it could pave the way for two men to have their own biological child. But do you really think that gynocentric governments are going to allow that to happen without a fight? Let's not be naive about this. The way to solve the technology would be to women first. Get old childless cougars that have delayed having children and are now infertile to fight to push the science forward. If that does become available, you know what'll happen, don't you, Nicholas? Women will delay having children into their 50s or 60s, when they should become grandmothers. But if they do have those kids, then that'll hopefully get us closer to replacement fertility so governments with collapsing populations may eventually embrace it out of desperation. Ethics be damned. I would also get gay couples to fight to make this legal. So how is this possible? Katsuhiko Hayashi in Japan's Kyushu University has made two male mice have offspring, and now believe we're one decade away from creating male eggs from human male skin cells. But unfortunately, for women, science hasn't figured out how to make sperm from women's cells. So most likely it'll only be men who'll have this option to reproduce. More realistically, it's going to take another 10 to 20 years for this to become a reality. Hayashi is in favor of this technology being used clinically to allow two men to have a baby, if it was shown to be safe. But many of his colleagues believe he's too optimistic, and that we don't even know how to do this yet. I think that cloning will be something that shows up on the scene first. Because after all, we're able to clone pets right now. It's pretty simple. You take DNA from your cell and swap out the DNA of an egg. Plus, cloning is a sort of pseudo-immortality. You live on, or should I say, your younger twin does. Given the choice between reproducing with another dude's skin cells or cloning myself, I would choose the clone. And it would probably be a much more rewarding parenting experience raising a younger version of myself because I already know what I like to do. But the ethics of cloning would be a lot more complicated than those two dudes having a child together. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to the male sexual revolution is here, but it'll still be 20 years until two dudes have children together. Clown World Show. Here's a short line from that article you sent me, Nicholas, and I quote, Professor George DeLay, the dean of Harvard Medical School, described the work as fascinating, but added that other research had indicated that creating lab-grown gametes from human cells is more challenging than for those of mice. We still don't understand enough of the unique biology of human gametogenesis to reproduce Hayashi's provocative work in mice, he said. Professor Amandar Clark, who works in lab-grown gametes at the University of California, Los Angeles, said that translating the work into human cells would be a huge leap, because scientists are yet to create lab-grown human eggs from female cells, unquote. But that's not going to stop Hayashi. He and his colleagues are now attempting to replicate the creation of lab-grown eggs using human cells, regardless of what the skeptics are saying. I definitely think the future is male, but not because of reproduction, but because of new sexual technology first and foremost. Technology has disrupted the natural mating process too much for us to reproduce ourselves in sufficient numbers anymore to keep the species from collapsing. It's only going to get worse as we see the convergence of artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and robotics. I said it in a recent video that I was able to get off on AI-generated images. I didn't have to suspend my disbelief. If that works for an old dog like myself, then it's only a matter of time before the younger guys see it as commonplace. Plus, if someone creates an AI woman and uploads her to OnlyFriends, you don't know the difference between her and the real women on there. Then that'll pretty much drive down the cost of OnlyFans and other services like that for men, because there'll be way more competition. But images are nothing. Just wait until they're coupled with something like ChatGPT with a real-time video rendering of a woman. An AI girlfriend that never bitches and complains, never nags and uses you as an emotional tampon. That's the first step in the male sexual revolution. And we're almost there. That's when the majority of men will go their own way. I thought that the women needed to be real to get a rise out of me. But sexually, I don't care. I also don't know for sure until I've actually talked to one of those future AI girlfriends, but I suspect that I won't care about real women ever again either, as if I care about them today, which I already don't. If you compare the virtual girlfriend to the advent of the cell phone, we're only in the Nokia brick phone stage in the late 90s. We need to get to the point where we have something like an iPhone equivalent. Someone is going to have to pull a Steve Jobs and integrate AI-generated video with images and a voice, put it into augmented reality and eventually a sex robot. That'll be the invention that splits the species in two once and for all. If the testosterone levels keep dropping, then I think that most likely the future of humanity will be a female in appearance cyborg like the ones of these rendered images that I'm showing you here. I know it sounds absolutely crazy, but AI has asked how humans would evolve, and this is pretty much what it saw. As I said, based on the current growth in soy boys and 20% of Zoomers identifying themselves as alphabet people, is it really so hard to believe that as a species we'll become cyborg in appearance like Alita Battle Angel, until we eventually evolve into some sort of multidimensional beings? I would like to believe that men will reproduce using technology, and then women won't, but for a while at least, I don't see either part of the species going extinct. I just see us increasingly going our own separate ways. At least the men will. The women will still want emotional tampon beta orbiters around, but how will things work out when they don't get them? Forget about the future of human reproductive revolutions, which are at least 10 to 20 years away from now, and instead focus on the next 5 to 10 years with the male digital sexual revolution instead. I wonder how many men are even going to want to reproduce once we have unlimited amounts of sexual gratification on tap. Will we even socialize with the opposite sex anymore? I can see the pieces of this technological jigsaw puzzle being put on the table right now. Now someone just needs to figure out how to put them all together, and it'll be interesting to see what women do when there's a real man drought out there, because the men would rather be with fake women. Fake women that'll seem even more real than the real thing with regards to having a connection to them. Women won't be obsolete so long as we can't perfect artificial wombs and reproduce asexually, through cloning or with one of your drinking buddies, of course. In the time between being eventually obsolete and right this moment, it's still going to take a long time, and women only get more power over the governments, corporations, and other centers of power, so we'll have a long fight ahead of us if we want to be free. I'm already hearing feminists say that feminism has gone too far. I suspect they want to consolidate their power and keep their gains and realize that if things evolve technologically, they will lose many of their special privileges that they're enjoying right now. But they won't come out and tell us that they need men as emotional tampons, and that they don't want us to go our own way from them because that's their greatest weakness, their Achilles heel. They can't be alone, even the majority of the ones that are introverted. They attack passport bros all the time and shame them to stay, but still don't want to sleep with them. So why do they want them around? To be their emotional wet naps, of course. They get all frustrated about it, but they can't come out and say it because in a way they're worried that we will use it against them the way they use our sexual weakness for them as a way to exploit us for our attention. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Nicholas for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will try and smash men's sexual evolution before it even starts, because they need that steady stream of simps for emotional support. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women from trying to prevent two gay men from having their own child, like Mocklin's from the Orville in 20 years away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.